Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, you don't say that. That's not the way we're going to do this. Okay, let's get situated.
Right. I am.
Okay, are we? Oh my gosh, the toilet paper is covering the time.
That's doesn't matter. We're good.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
We are ready
to
rock and roll. Let's get this party started.
It started.
We're not recording over there yet, are we?
Everything's recording. That's how it works.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, take a deep breath, Stephanie. We are here. We made it, and we're in here at record time again.
So, it's a new record.
Stop.
Remember that game?
Yeah, how could I forget? So I feel a little echoey in here.
It is. I mean, there's paint job. There's
here we go. Better.
No drapes up, no shelves, and nothing.
Let's get this situated.
Got a little echo.
We're going to try to get this right. Okay, so I want to start off with some gratitude right out the gate.
For sure.
I'm really grateful that I could see what was going on. I'm really grateful for a good night's sleep. I'm really grateful for the ability to grow. I'm really grateful that we just keep on going and growing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for the painters, everything, the house.
Oh my God,
getting
so
fixed
much
up and everything.
Overwhelmed with gratitude is what I want to say. Like, this has been super grateful.
I know. I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration. We started at nonprofit to help people go plant-based to better their health. It's definitely better for the animals and the planet. Welcome.
People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and breaking free from the standard American diet. Now we're leading a global movement using lifestyle medicine, plant-based nutrition, neuroscience, and real-life coaching to help people prevent and reverse disease and live their best life. It's happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, life was life in this week, and not just like we're missing an Amazon package. Like, it was.
Yeah, it's just like full blast.
It's been, is it too echoey? Like, is it this?
It's, we're dealing with it, folks, so just welcome.
Okay, we're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got a little echo.
Is it?
It's okay.
Hold on,
like
let me
I
see.
Said, we have no drapes up. We got nothing
we
to soak
no
up
drapes,
the sound.
We have no plants. We have no
one.
Pants.
Whoa,
what
easy
a week.
Now.
No, I mean, I got my pants on, but I just can't believe it. So, like I said, this week, it just kept on lifing. Even this morning. We're talking paint cans are everywhere. We're trying to prep for ICNM. We've had emotional curveballs thrown at us.
Yeah, I just can't get into bed with like drywall dust on my feet. You know,
I know we're walking around.
Can't
like
do that after a shower. It's like, what is wrong? I need my slippers.
I'm getting.
Where are those? I'm like, where are my slippers?
This.
You actually knew where they were in amongst all the chaos. So thank you for that. I'm grateful you knew where my slippers were.
I'm grateful that I am so organized.
I heard you had a good night's sleep. I'm grateful that you got a good night's sleep.
Why did you not?
No, the cat is certainly a hungry critter. He just bugs me all night long.
He harasses. He's a bully.
I know. He's like, I want food. And now everything's getting painted, so I don't want to, like, the
scratching.
Door's shut and scratching things.
Like, I know. I woke up. I was like, wow, what's going on here?
I don't know. I'm going to put foil on everything. Just a 3-foot-high foil around the whole house so the cat don't touch it.
So you didn't get a good night's sleep?
No, not really.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm
like, dude, just lay down and it'll be fine.
I did. And I couldn't wait.
I'm serious. That's awesome.
Part of it was because we had a good idea of what we were going to talk about today. We kind of had that wrapped up. We're like getting better at it each week. It's getting out a little bit earlier where we're communicating, like, what are we going to talk about? How is this going to come up?
Yeah, we're going to talk about life and how it's life and how you got to be resilient or you're going to go down.
Or it's over, I realize. Or it's, I'm canceling.
Yeah, right.
I'm canceling would have been the old Jeez. Me for sure. We're not doing this today. We're not doing a class. We're not having everything. Like, the what just occurred to me when we were going over this morning.
I know. We were talking about that. I was like,
you're like, give me a run back of the
I'm
week.
I'm like, wow, I remember when, stuff would just, anything, little thing would go off. And then just if it wasn't exactly like how you planned it, like, you know what, we're just cancel. Like you said, we'll just... That's it. We're staying home. Forget it. You know, it's just,
everything. We would have canceled ICNM. We would have canceled the podcast. We would have canceled class. We would have canceled. We canceled everything mm-hmm. when things were overwhelming or something went bad or life punched you in the face. It was like, oh, I'm walking out of the ring, got punched. That's it.
Yep.
You know, and then I thought resilience was getting back up was resilient. But what I'm learning is it isn't the getting up part. It's almost like we bounced forward.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's not like bouncing back. No, we
didn't even just bounce back up. Like, I just feel like we bounced forward.
Yeah, certainly. I understand what you mean. I mean, it can't take you down. You know, you're learning from all the shit you go through is what makes you resilient, you know?
Kind of, sort of. This is...
I mean, it can make you resilient, or you can just sit there and talk about all the shit that went wrong and then ill.
And how do we know this?
Because that was the old us.
That was the old us. Yeah, it would have been like, can you believe this? Can you believe... You know, I wonder something right now since we're here. And thank you, everybody, for tuning back in this week. We had a great episode last week. I don't want to lose this train of thought. It's going to be about the communication at work right now, okay? So that's on my mind. Last week, we had Noah in here.
Yeah.
Great response. Excellent. From everybody. Yes. Everybody needs a Noah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to follow him at the Noah Show. I love him.
Yeah.
I'll get into my week with him at
He's
the bank.
He's a great guy.
I'll get into my week with the bank. So I'm wondering, in this moment, I'm having this thought. We have had the least amount of communication during the week ever in our life. Since I can last remember. What are you looking at?
This new building. I'm thinking, you know, the new building we moved to is like just terrible Wi-Fi, terrible cell service. It's
like a curse is what I thought in the beginning. Like, oh my gosh, we just started the podcast. You just moved buildings right at the same time.
Yeah.
And we were kind of talking back and forth throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
texting wins from the members, you know, talking about the class, talking about what was going on. And for sure, I was thinking in my mind when we were like, let's do a podcast, let's get it going is actually what it was. Let's finally get it going. I thought we're going to be able to
kind of iron it out.
Yeah.
Right before you get there.
That's not what happened just now. Uh-uh. Now it's been, we don't really get a chance to go over the week, and especially right now until we get in here.
I know. It's crazy.
We got in here, we go over kind of what's going on, and I said, how was your week? Because I've got a list. I'm going to go over it right now. How about we just start with that?
Yeah, do that. Let's do that.
Because when you,
when you ask me, how was your week? It's like, give me a moment, please.
Give me a moment, please.
Yeah.
That's not what you say.
Well, it is now. I used to be like, I don't know. It was a week. I worked and I came home and I ate and I slept.
Did you guys just hear that?
What?
That's straight up growth right there in front.
Really?
Do you notice that?
Yeah. Because I would just like, I don't know.
I love this.
That's my go-to. I don't know.
Yeah, you just completely switched it up on me. You were like, give me a minute to think about it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Do you think they notice this?
No, I don't know.
Do you guys notice?
I say, I don't know.
This is what we learned.
Give me a minute to think about it.
Last time we were in here, that was a whole, like, it seemed like an eternity ago, but we had air conditioning people come on Friday. I last remember I was like scrubbing the windows. And you're like, we have to get ready for ICNM. Do you know what you're bringing? Do you know what you're packing? Do you have? And I was like, yeah, I know, but I'm not ready. Like, here I am distracting myself with, I'm going to scrub everything down. Like, I have some control. Like, look at this place.
Right? It's a madhouse. You know, I mean, it's nice.
Describe
it's
it.
Painted.
Give it. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm grateful.
But I mean, drop cloths, you know, drywall dust, paint cans. I mean, and in the middle of the rooms, it's just like a moving truck barfed in our house, you know.
It's everything.
Stuff everywhere.
I got really organized before this, and I'm grateful for that. Because with all the moving stuff, and I, like you said, you go, where are my slippers? And I was like, I know right where they are. Underneath plastic, underneath sheets, in totes.
In a tote.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want everything dumped all over to do this.
No.
I knew that. The paint job kept getting moved a little later, and we were like, it's getting a little close to ICNM.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I'm trying to do my looks down on the, in my office. You know what I mean? Usually I have everything laid out in the bedroom. I'm like, here's my shoes, here's my pants, here's my everything. I would have had it done, but it's not working out that way.
Yeah,
so
it would have had like paint and plastic over it and everything. you know.
So I'm scrubbing the windows and I'm realizing I have to keep going. You know, I have to keep going for this. So I had a dentist appointment on Monday again.
Jeez, my gosh.
I put more miles on my bike every year than my car, but this is really testing some of this back and forth. Then Isabel came out. Our daughter came out. It was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, happy birthday.
She came out in the middle of all this on the day that we had class. And we can kind of talk about class. We can talk about class too. I want to go there. So Wednesday, we're just getting to Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Painters, by the way, all over the place. I'm trying to prep for kitchen. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. They're literally painting the laundry room right there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay focused. Isabel's coming out, but I had an early bank appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to the bank. I needed to take care of some business.
Yeah.
And I was asking the CFO for some of the, Noah, who everybody met last week.
Big girl business.
Big girl business. Yeah, now that you put it that way. So Noah's like, well, I'll be coming with. And
oh, yeah.
He shows up.
Like,
and I
briefcase in hand. I heard the story. It was awesome.
Like, he shows up and he's got his, totally like a briefcase. And
well, he's a CFO. I mean, you can't just like pull some papers out of your pocket.
No.
You need like, get any of your stuff together.
He's so together. We get in there.
Yeah.
He breaks out his laptop. He's got everything lined up and ready to go. He lays out the bylaws. You know, he's got the minute meetings from Christine, the secretary. There's all this stuff going on. And I'm just like, this is what we need. This is what's going down. And he is just, I wanted to name him Tom in that moment because I felt like the godfather when nobody does business in the family without Tom.
That's right.
That's what it felt like with Noah there.
That's awesome.
Everybody,
what did the lady, tell them what the bank lady was said.
Oh, he gets up to use the restroom and she's like, this is awesome. She's like, this guy's a keeper. Like people, this guy, nobody does this.
She was like, no, you told me, she was like, nobody's like came in here with your CFO and like had her stuff together. Like this is amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I just felt really grateful. Just like, look at, I sat up. I was like, yeah, I just did some business shit right up in here. It was fantastic.
That is awesome. But thank you, Noah. Thank you. That's awesome. That's
impressive.
There was
a lot going on. And meanwhile, while all this is going on, okay, we're telling these stories, we're getting in here and breaking it down, but just all of a sudden my mind just was like, wait a minute. So every Monday I do a motivation live at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing in lifestyle medicine tools. So with the group, I do these live coaching every Monday. Every Tuesday now, I'm going to the grocery store in the morning for class, bringing home the groceries, 10 a.m. on the dot. I mean, I've been doing this for a couple of years straight.
Yeah.
Boom. Popping off this grocery haul of what we're bringing home every day. And I'm throwing stuff all over my kitchen.
Yeah.
I got painters here and I'm still going. The old me would have been like canceled. And I almost did.
Wow.
Canceled. Then Wednesday class, the bank, Isabel, painters. Now I know by Friday, then Thursday I've got a live at 10 a.m. I have to be on. I have to work. I have to show up. You know what I mean? I made a commitment.
That's how this works.
Yeah. Thursdays.
You got to show up if you want to get it done.
Got to show up if you want to get it done. Thank you, Mark. Rebel?
Rebelado?
Something like that. We'll
cool
get
dude.
It.
Cool dude. Anyway.
And then Thursday, just crushing it again. And Friday, I knew I had to get some shopping done. And I was like, okay, I can't wait. I'm finally going to get out there. This is what gets me pumped up for ICNF.
Yeah.
Like I can get some looks is what I call them.
It's great. You go out and you go shopping and stuff. And I'm like, hey, just grab me a couple of shirts. I'm good.
Easy. It's not like we just did this. Like we've been doing this year after year.
Exactly.
So we've kind of got it down.
We need.
Yeah. So I find these jeans, by the way, you know, you want a nice pair of jeans. I could dress them up. I could, you know, I get home. And I'm so excited about these jeans.
I know. You got all these nice, nice outfits for the conference. Just, you know, businessy looking, nice dressed, nice stuff dressed up. And
I'm pulling stuff out of my closet. I'm trying to get my shoes down here. We got stuff lined. You got your whole closet in one room. Everything is just a show over here.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. My dopamine is coming from this pair of jeans that I tried on. I was like, this is all I need. And I'm putting these jeans on, and I'm twirling around in them. And John's like, what's on your butt?
Yeah, I'm like, what's that? Of course, the guy's going to see that. I'm like, what's that? And there's like a line in the jeans.
And I'm like,
it looks like it's about to tear through. Like it's messed up.
So I'm looking at them.
Brand new.
Brand new. Tags on them. Brand new. It looks like a factory defect.
Yeah.
They're about to rip. It's like they got melted or they got hit by a burner or something.
Something.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm just going to call back up there. I'm going to say, hey, I just bought these. I need another pair.
Yeah, I was there an hour ago. I need
literally.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get home and show you these. I was just like, these are my new favorite jeans. You know what I mean?
They're awesome.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you, by the way. So I call up there and they're like, oh, we're all sold out. I was like, we'll call another one. Like, how do we get another pair? So I call another store out here, Woodfield. I'm like, let me call this place. They're sold out. They're like, you might want to try Northbrook.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me try Northbrook. I get the guy on the phone. Actually, Woodfield called Northbrook. Thank you to, what was his name? Was it Tracy? Tony? Troy. One of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank Gap you, guy. Tony, Tracy, Troy.
So he calls up Northbrook. I'm freaking pumped. This guy's going out of his way. And he's making sure that they've got a pair of these because they're sold out all of a sudden. And I'm almost like, come on, man. Getting all the information to him, going down the numbers, comes back on. He's like, they're holding you a pair. And I was like, okay. I mean, not like I need one more thing to do in the middle of all this. We've got Saturday support group, you know, coming up. I've got to get these emails out. I've got a plan for the week. We've got to pack. We've got to get this in order. I got to go to the other side of the county to go to this place to get this. There's stuff that's going through my mind. The toiletry stuff, making sure I can put my shampoo bottles.
Goodness.
But did you know this is all going on in my mind?
No.
For real?
Well, I mean, you just make it seem like you got your shit together, so.
I'm like, could you get us a ride to the airport? You know what I mean? Then there's that.
Yeah.
That's your job. I pack everything for us. Usually I have your clothes out by now, and I'm like, here, try this on, make sure this is good. I mean, we're not changing sizes. It's just making sure. Right now, no paint's on them, thankfully. Like, jeez. So anyway, then I have this amazing moment. What are you thinking right now?
I'm listening. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm just like, brrr. So I'm totally disappointed in this pant situation, but we track them down. We find them. And Julie, bless her heart.
Yeah.
She texts me on Saturday morning. She goes, hey, you got a lot going on. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want me to run out to Northbrook? She just insisted, actually. She was like,
I can do this. She had some running around to do. She was going to be a half hour away.
Whatever. I was like, you would do that for me? I've never felt that.
I know.
I was like, holy shnikes. She goes out there, gets these pants for me. Like, I feel crazy that somebody's doing something like this for me at this level. I'm not used to this.
Right. Like, what?
She gets these pants, and no, I'm not wearing them.
No.
Because I got to break it down now.
Look at what you're wearing.
What is,
are you going in? We're going to work on a farm later? Might as well. Look at my shirt.
I feel like I'm in a farm. My gosh.
I got a country tablecloth shirt on. Just good old boys.
So I'm so excited about these jeans. I thought, oh, this is, you know, you get a little, are you going to wear those in the podcast this morning? I was like, you bet your butt I am. I'm going to wear these new jeans. They look so nice. And I go to put them on. And I mean, it was immediate panic. Not really. Like, this is what we're talking about. Resilience is happening right now. Right. I didn't panic. I didn't freak out. I wasn't even sweating. But I was like, why aren't they fitting? Literally, I couldn't even shove myself into them. But I got them zipped up. And I thought, how the hell did I gain like 10 pounds overnight? Because I just tried those on the other day. There's no way this was happening. My mind was like, what is going on? What is happening? And I walk out there... They're so ridiculous on me.
I'm like, what?
I said, get those other ones that are broken. Thank goodness she didn't get them and bring them back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the old ones out. Not the old, like the ones with the defect.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put them on and I was like, this is totally different. Like these fit normal. What is this, the wrong cut, the wrong thing?
Let's look at the tag. How about the size?
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoopsie, they put the wrong ones.
They put the wrong size on hold for me.
Dang.
What?
It's just ridiculous. What? You went to put them on. I hear you. You're like, what? What is going on?
I was like doing this. I could hardly zip them up.
Were you on the bed? Like,
not anymore. But I mean, I can't believe I got in the ones that they brought. There was like two sizes too small.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow.
They came in and they're like, how did I not notice yesterday when I held them up that it was that. Anyway.
Because look at you fitting them. I mean, you weren't really going to be like moving around, but you could get in them.
Exactly. But anyway, so I put these dungarees on.
Dungarees.
I was like, great. Gosh darn it. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But honestly, I don't think they realize the truth of the old me would have canceled.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. I ain't going.
If I didn't have the pants, if I didn't have my mindset on this one thing, and if it didn't go right, it would have just been like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And now you're like, osh, gosh, bagosh.
Shut
up. Got your overalls.
That's resilience. All not right. That, just everything that's going on during the week.
That it doesn't take you down.
Not even. I was just like, well, I'm going to have to rearrange some stuff because for the love of Cal, I'm going to get these damn pants.
Yeah, you got to find them first. Maybe in another state.
I'll go. Could you have them ready for me in D.C., please?
Yeah, hey, maybe.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
You're not going to wear jeans at a conference anyway, so. Maybe Saturday.
Yeah, I need something like that to fly home. We'll figure it out. But the week has been crazy. The week has been overwhelming. We had a great class this week talking about inflammation, and it's exactly why we're here. I mean, break that down, because it is the whole resilience factor of how we get in here. I said last night in the middle of all this, I want to wash my floors so incredibly bad. It's almost making me twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm wearing my shoes in the house. I'm watching people wear shoes in the house. It's almost like that glitch goes on.
Is that a good way to explain? Yeah, you kind of get that Clint Eastwood like just.
This has been the true test.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the true test of what is resilience is what this week has been like. Because when I first saw them walk on the floors.
It was like Rekillience. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Because before I would have washed.
You just can't do a paint job in socks. You got to wear shoes. You're going up ladders. You're doing things.
Well, and we know we're having to replace some stuff. Yeah. So it's like my brain just keeps going to, it's okay. You'll be okay. And I guess what you guys are
watching. We do own vacuums.
Not just that, but
I'm not power washing. Like the carpet's out anyway, so.
It's got to go. So
I want it out.
It's those things, though. It's almost like what I learned in therapy was it's like exposure therapy. Like I'm having to watch it go down. And it's in a moment of my life right now where I'm getting ready to pack. Just everything is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I said we have to talk about resilience. Because actually I saw I thought, okay, let's do this. This is definitely about resilience, what I'm watching us go through. Mm-hmm. And we're talking better than ever. We're navigating through stuff where I'm just looking at you. I said to you last night, I like you more than ever.
Wow. Well, she's liking me
now. That's not what I mean. You know what I mean. Like, this it does not feel stressful.
No.
I can't believe I'm saying this. And I had to look up the definition of resilience. I was like, what exactly is this that we're experiencing?
I don't know.
That I want everybody to feel.
Well,
everybody's capable of feeling to this.
Well, I know with the pants and all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm in the shop, I'm working, and then, you know.
How was your week? I'm so sorry. Let me back it up. John, tell me about your week.
It was a week. It was good. I mean, it was good. Little stressful stuff, of course, you know. But my resilience.
Stressful stuff.
Yeah, you know, I've learned to, I'm just better at responding, I guess. Taking the time to respond instead of reacting. You know what I mean? Breathe in for a minute. Well, what I was going to say was, through all this stuff and the house and the paint and the clothes and the shop, it's been crazy. I mean, everybody's got stuff they're doing. But we just seem to pile it on. Just like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, give me more. Come on, I'll take it because we got it. But I'm out there in the shop and then I hear my ring jingle thing going on. Like, what's going on in the backyard? You're just out there like meditating. And I'm like, okay, that's how she's dealing with this.
This is how you do it. This is how you do it.
For sure.
And I said in Saturday support group, and I've been telling the group, this is what we practice what we teach.
Yep.
Like we're letting everybody see it real time. So it is. It's awesome to watch us grow through this is what I want to say. Like we're really understanding what resilience is and how to dodge the punches, kind of like I say. And by the way, I've been meditating like twice as much.
Yeah. Well, there's twice as much going on. So it makes sense, really.
And I needed a guided meditation for weeks like this, because this has been going on for a couple weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, everything's chill. But then it got into our bedroom, which is like a sacred place of all the just.
Yeah. That's your comfy zone.
That's like. My morning office is in there. Mm-hmm. My thinking palace is that room. I do the most beside the trail. That's where I do most of my creative thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in that environment. So everything is a little, oh, so I thought, let me look up resilience because I think that's what I'm doing right now. And yeah, it wasn't.
For sure, for sure.
And the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Really into it now.
That's awesome.
Well, I know it's such a big part of how to level up through stuff like this. I'm using the tools that, you know, I just want to let people know. Let me just explain this. I learned these tools 20 years ago.
Hmm.
25 years ago. 25 years ago, my therapist, Susan, good Lord, if she's ever out there, I just want to say thank you. I wish I could tell her, like, you really tried to do some massive work with me, and I just was not ready for it.
Right.
I was not ready to address my stuff. I was not ready to use these tools. She'd be like, you need to meditate. You need to do yoga. And I was like, you need to shut your mouth. Like, that's where I was. You don't talk to me about trying to get through stuff when I'm over here in survival mode, just bitching about everything.
And then she's like this. She's got her pen and stuff.
Remember when I came home and told you that?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing.
I said, what are you writing down right now?
Hey, stop writing.
I said, stop writing right now. That's what I told my therapist. She, amazing. Cognitive behavior therapy is what I did. And it's a big part of why I'm here today. So I want to give credit where credit is due. I had the tools in my pocket, but I did not want to deal with, she was writing stuff down. And I was like, I almost whipped the pen right out of her hand. I was like, I kicked it. don't write anything down. I didn't want to face anything like that because what do you mean I have ADHD? What do you mean I have OCD? She was like, does it affect your daily life? And I was like, no, I'm managing to keep up with all those things. But look at how that stuff was. Now I'm really realizing in this very moment, all of those things I was doing, trying to manage the OCD and trying to.
Yeah, it was affecting your daily life, and you said no.
It was affecting my ability to even look within myself, like what is going on with me that I have to be organizing the carpet to just go. Now, I'm not talking over the top, but you know, some of the tassels are the wrong way. I want to just make sure they look nice, and I kept saying things like, well, I've got time to do this.
Yeah, I remember I vacuumed once.
And I
went way back. I mean, I vacuum now, whatever, but. Yeah, like the lines weren't like the right way or whatever. Right now? And I'm like,
are you calling me out?
Hey, are you serious? I took the time to vacuum this and you're worried about how the lines.
I'm like, so sorry that's where I was at. That's just ridiculous.
Back out in the shop I go.
Yeah, and that's how we were, and that's the cycle that we just continue to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I'm just like, hey, could you vacuum this? And when I see it's a bad job, I'm just like, whatever.
Bad job. Give me a break. You don't even look.
No, I don't have time.
That's why I'm getting rid of carpet. You can't see the lines then.
No, that's not why, but it...
Because it's full of chemicals, that's why.
She gave me these tools, and it wasn't until I started... And this is what this is all about. This is why we're in here talking about this.
Huh.
You know, when people are thinking like, what are they doing? How could they do this? People ask us, how do you do it? How do you do it?
How do you do it? Start a freaking podcast and then you'll really know who your mate is.
You'll really know who you are. That's what's going on. Now,
we're just getting along a lot better. We're just like really being extra resilient.
Extra resilient. We've done a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying, what I wanted to say is like, it has absolutely a lot to do with what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we eat. It's how we're living.
For sure.
It's how we're getting movement in. It's how we're practicing stress management. It's how we've built a community. It's how we have a purpose. It's things that we didn't ever think were even possible.
Right.
I didn't even know that this is how you live. I didn't know how this was life. Like life could be like this.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You've been over here grinding away. And I've been over here finding myself is what this is going back to that whole butterfly.
I've been grinding, you've been finding.
Damn. That is true.
Yeah.
But you're right here with me.
Yeah.
You're finding yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
This was like the spotlight.
What's that mean?
Being in here.
Oh, doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Really like put a... put a light on it? What do you mean?
Well,
to look at what's going on?
Kind of. I mean, I wanted to understand like how to get better at this. Mm-hmm. And it made us have to kind of listen to each other a little bit. Go on.
I understand what the lights kind of lit up those dark areas. How do we take care of that? The clutter or whatever, you know, just the,
yeah,
any shit on the side, anything that's under the surface that you really,
well, that life know. Isn't perfect.
Well, no doubt.
Nothing that life is imperfect, and we can't come in here and we can't be like, hey, everything's great. So when no. we...
Hey, everybody, we're just totally fine and everything, you know, everybody goes through stuff. So I really don't... Yeah, I just want to be...
resilient?
This is resilience. Yeah.
Should I read it?
Yeah, what I is printed the definition?
This out.
Yeah.
So I printed this out.
The actual definition, is that out of Webster's dictionary?
No.
Or? Oh, okay.
It's out of mine. No, I mean, this is what I've got here. Mm-hmm. In psychology, resilience is the ability to adapt well and bounce back quickly after stress, adversity, trauma, or significant challenges. It's not about avoiding hard things. It's about growing stronger because of them. Take that in for a minute. It's growing stronger because of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it right now.
We are.
Everybody listening is doing it right now too, because if you've been following us, it's making mm-hmm. you kind of think about things. Resilience blends mental, emotional, and behavioral flexibility with the ability to maintain or regain a sense of purpose, direction, and well-being despite setbacks.
Wow. Well, the setbacks is what's making you resilient, right?
Yes. And then going bounce forward.
Yep. Yeah.
And I've been saying, you know, all of these things are making it easier for me to see this vision and mm-hmm. our purpose and what we're doing together. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Like, look, this is real life stuff. This is the stuff people are going through in life.
That's right.
Grief, you know, family situations. People are going through this stuff, and we would have given up. We would have canceled. We would have said, you know what? I can't deal with this right now. We've got this bad thing happened, or yeah. this didn't go right. Or
you know, we got a, you know, ICNM coming up. I mean, that's like the Super Bowl of nutritional
huge
medicine.
It's stuff. A lot going on. I need my brain to be ready for that, because I want to bring, we want to bring that. That's our mission, bringing yeah. this life changing science, information, mm-hmm. evidence-based. Like we're getting the latest research on lifestyle medicine, on how to prevent and reverse disease, treat it. We bring it back to the community. That's so right. I want to be ready for this.
So for ours and everybody out there, resilience.
Resilience.
There it
Here's
is.
To resilience.
Yeah.
It's not about right. waiting for the perfect moment, and it's That's not about right. bouncing back up. I thought resilience was like all the times I would fall and I would get back up and be like, wow, I'm resilient. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn from that.
No.
I didn't learn to get better from it or bounce forward.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I was just like, oh, I thought that was as good as it gets.
Dusting yourself off and going.
But not really addressing, like, why are you tripping all over the place out there, Miss yeah. Drinky Drinky?
Yeah, wow.
You know what I mean? You don't realize.
Yeah. yeah. But grateful. I mean, that's definitely going on, you know, you were talking about, you know, just having the resilience and going after it and seeing the vision and going after it. So that's awesome. What I thought about was the vision. If I could step back a little bit, just a second, to the meditation. What is the what is that? That's how you explain it to me. You got your hand like in and out like that sound. What is that?
It's like, it's an incredible experience is what I'm going to tell you.
Right.
And at first when I heard people talking about this thing, I was like, what are you guys talking about? That seems weird. That seems woo-woo. You know, I had a relative who like condemned me, you know, for talking about meditation or yoga. Mm. And it just made me want to learn more about it and understand.
Yeah.
So I got into some guided meditation, and this one particular guided meditation I found, she gets into the way that you're sitting, the way that, you know, your whole body is. She gets you through this breathing technique that kind of starts relaxing you. And she says, and this is where I know at first I checked out. I was like, this is too much for me. And I don't even know why now. I was like, nope, not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to this part where she goes, and then you're going to try to, you got your eyes closed, you've done your breathing, you're sitting up, and then just focus on this light. If you look at this between the eyes, you'll see this light.
Mm.
And sure as heck, there it goes. And as soon as it comes up, it's gone. Because I was like, oh, and you know, now you've lost it.
Then you try looking at it.
Then
right?
you try look. You know what I'm yeah. talking
oh,
about.
Oh, I know what you're talking
have
about.
Have you ever had to go, woo, woo? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
You have?
Yeah, especially the best one was when we were at the Buddhist, the temple.
When we went to, yeah, we did a guided meditation in person, and it was definitely like, wow, this is actually happening.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was like full freaking.
What feels
off? What do you see? Well, why it goes away is because all of a sudden you want to look at it.
You lose your concentration.
You can't look at it. Like you're looking at
every
it,
day.
But it's not with your eyeball, these two eyeballs.
Pammy was the one that told me that she goes, that's your third eye. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I do not have a pimple. I do not have any of these things going on. I didn't understand it. And I was really kind of afraid to talk about it for fear that somebody was going to think that I was weird. You know, because that's how, well, look at.
No, no doubt. No,
how
no.
we grew up. It wasn't well, like yeah. they were going to be like, wow, that exactly. is incredible. Tell me
no,
more.
No, we couldn't be like. That branching out and growing and no, like that's stupid. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, so
we always got shit on for anything different than what the normal family dance was. We're like,
that's exactly what we learned. We've talked about that story, the family dance. Mm-hmm. Like we all learn a dance in our family. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's say I learned the tango, and that was what generation to generation to generation we just taught everybody the tango. This is how we do it.
And I come in with my parachute pants and I'm breakdancing. You're like, what the hell are you doing?
We brought both of our dances in. But anyway, when we started this new dance together, let's just call it the waltz. We're changing our life. We're doing some plans. We're starting to meditate, be self-aware, you know, grow, look at our mistakes, talk about our crap. This didn't just happen overnight.
No. I wouldn't want to talk about my problems or mistakes or anything before.
No, we pushed it all down.
Yeah.
We didn't want to come in here and just pretend like,
hey. No, I don't want to do that.
No, because.
That was a no.
Because I want people to know this is real life.
Well, that's why in the very beginning of the podcast, I was like, I wanted to be real, but I wasn't like ready to just talk about my shit. You know what I mean?
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really. That's my go-to now. My I don't know. That's going to be.
I think you do know.
I think it would probably take a minute for me to.
You take a minute
out.
To think about it because I know exactly why this was hard for you in the beginning,
well,
and you didn't
want
to talk about.
We don't have all that much time. Yeah, tell them.
I think it's your self confidence.
Oh, I think my confidence.
Your confidence is at a new. It's a new record. It's a new record.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's true because you're like, well, and we're learning. We can't hide these things. We want to be honest with people and say, these are things that you can do. These are things we've gone through too, is what I guess we're saying. Like our life isn't perfect. There's some tough stuff that's gone on, you know, you've had some stuff that you've had to deal with. And we've never really talked to things to the extent we have over the past 6 months, kind of learning more about us, getting more into our past, understanding more of why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's how we've built the resilience, by actually going back and addressing some of this stuff. What makes you feel like this? Was a lot of the talk that we've been learning to do back and forth with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you feel like that? And that makes you kind of think a little bit deeper. Yeah. Not the blaming of everybody, or I got to clean this. It's actually thinking, what is making us resilient? What is resilience? So then we look it up, we come in here, we're like, let's explain it, talk about it.
Yeah.
And it is about taking care of yourself, the food, the meditation, the stress, you know, which is stress management.
Right, right.
It's growing the skills and the strengths through time. You did not come in here day one with the tools that
Not at all. I mean, since then, not during a podcast, but since then, it's been like not blaming anybody, but really trying to go back and think about, basically, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know the shit that happens to you when you're a kid during your childhood and stuff.
Yeah.
That really shapes your
who
perception
you
of who you are, the world, how people are. And you know, you grow older and stuff and you really see people like maybe aren't all like that. Like not everybody's like that how you grew up or whatever. You know what I mean? Just
right.
Things are different than what you thought. And if you can wrap your head around being able to open up and see these changes and be like, you know what? I learned that belief. That's not really
this is identity
what
shift.
I should, yeah, that's really not, I don't want to be that person, you know what I mean?
Right, with the things that we learned, but we didn't know, and it wasn't, and by the way, it wasn't intentional on anybody's part. That's the thing we're talking about. We had blame,
you know,
we had
that's what I mean. That's why it's that transgenerational or whatever the word is, trauma that you go,
transgenerational trauma.
Your
yeah.
parents learned from yes. their parents and then and then, yes. and then and then and then and then and then and then it trickled down to you. And, you know, so this is where it's like, we want to change that, you know,
we used
and make
we,
it better.
Would for, you say you used to be angry about this stuff? The past?
Well, I didn't know what I was angry about.
But you held anger.
Oh, yeah.
Big and time. You were just angry and it was just like...
Yeah, I'm like, I need a bigger freaking wheelbarrow for all this.
Like, yes. And now, would you say we are not angry?
No.
We're like...
I mean, I'm still Italian, so, you know, I might go... I might get settle off. No, I'm just playing.
It's more self-awareness of the feelings of what makes us feel that way. Uh-huh. And then an understanding and, of course, the letting go and the forgiveness and just like mm-hmm. it's nobody's fault.
That's what I was...
Like, it's nobody's fault.
No, exactly. And that's what I was talking about earlier. Just having... given me a moment to, you know, I just... to respond and not react to stuff has been like the hardest thing.
I can totally.
I'm sure for a lot of people, it's just like, you just want to like, I don't know what it is, you know, it was
learned.
Just, yeah.
I well, guess. And then look at these lives that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to them? Is that what's going on? Like, as I'm listening to you talk here, we're doing this podcast.
I try.
That's
I tell
right,
you
your
what,
reception.
It is, excuse me. It is terrible. I'm like, oh.
But you do hear me talking about it because then it comes into Saturday support group and you hear people talking about this identity.
Well, we do talk when I'm home from work.
Yeah, we do have that time, but not much time. You're going back out. You're going to work. Mm-hmm. You've been so busy with work lately. Like, how are you managing that is what I want to ask you.
What work? What are you talking about?
Your Ignafo engineering work.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a shit show. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm kidding.
I went out there
it's
the
great.
Other day.
Oh my God. It's awesome. I mean, it is organized chaos.
It's like, very organized.
There's material here for this job. There's a box there. There's that there. There's this
I
over
go out
here.
There.
There's a job on the bench that's getting work done. It's like, holy cow, those boxes are going out to UPS. It's.
I go out there, you're like Captain Morgan with your foot up on this big pile of material. You're like, hey. And we're high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
We're high-fiving each other. But we've got boundaries. Also, is what I'm thinking is my moment of me going out there was me saying I'm done for the day. And yeah. you kind of know that turn. And that's another.
I'm just getting my second win. What is it, like almost nine? I'm like,
I'm done. But I know now. I know I have to just stop at this certain point and say I can't burn myself out. I have to be present. The old me would have been up all night, you know, trying to pull off ridiculous stuff, wash a floor, clean windows, when in reality, that's not sustainable. That's mm-hmm. in survival mode. That's not addressing. I need to stop. I need to deal with the mess just being there.
Yeah.
I can't control it, but I can control what I do for myself.
That's right. Hey, the mess will be there tomorrow. I'll take care of it then.
I actually called to get an estimate for a cleaning lady.
I'd go for it because
just
this
one time.
Like a whole house situation.
It's
here.
So much. And I could use a little help, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I want to focus on helping other people. And if I can support a small business locally, I loved her review. She was in the local place and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I reached out months ago and then I realized not a good time. Let me wait until I'm, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I have.
I mean, it just happens. I'm not saying the painters are making a mess of the place. They're freaking awesome. That Fresh Look painting, Todd, thank you. You guys are awesome. It's like, it's the best job in town with no money down.
That's
baby.
Literally what a sign says.
That is.
Fresh Look.
Awesome.
If you're out here in Lake McHenry, I don't even know if he goes to Cook, Chicagoland area.
Probably.
Then he comes over here and you have him power washing.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like
getting the outside
this.
Done too. Oh, yeah. Like, surprise. I'm having the outside done as well.
It's been
so
20 years.
So it starts with a power wash, the whole house.
We outside. Like cashed in our change awesome. Jars to get all
out
this
of here.
Stuff.
I have so much work. I'm fine.
We had to get it done. We've been saving. Oh, yeah. We've been saving for this whole.
You
like,
can't paint over spider webs, all right? You know
that's the problem. Yeah, and we needed to do that.
The
we
house
had stuff.
Is freaking great. I was like, damn, do I even need a paint job?
I didn't
no,
even.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
we did.
Once he cleaned it up, I was like, man, this stuff needs to be replaced. This needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
So we're
yeah,
dealing
it's
with
on
stuff
quote.
Like that.
He's got it. Wood replacing. Oh my God, it's just amazing. I can't wait.
We've got
looks great already, just the power wash, I'm telling you.
As we're
wow.
talking about all this amazing everything.
I know.
Like he's out there with this like
oh, the concrete,
road cleaner.
The whole patio, everything.
I'm
my goodness,
just
it's awesome.
Perfect.
Road cleaner.
Finally we
a
can
brush
have people
thing
over.
For the, yeah.
Is
it's
how
not
I feel.
Just a hosing it down. It's like a brush thing that cleans its power. It's awesome.
I mean
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd and the team.
Yeah.
These painters have been amazing. They've been in my house with me for weeks.
Yeah.
They probably were thinking I was going to make more food, but that has been non-existent, right?
You're working too, you know what I mean?
I'm running a global nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I'm coaching people. I'm building a curriculum.
No, they go out for lunch and stuff, you know.
We had a great class last week too, by the way, and it was, so many people don't realize, and you know, you hear people talking about inflammation and what could I do, and they think it's just one thing, but it was about, like, we're dealing with it right now. The stress causes inflammation. You know, I am a little achier.
It's not just the food.
No, there's other things that play a role. Like I said, I have to go for a bike ride today. I always feel better when I do that.
Yeah.
So we talked about all the animals, all the oil, all the stress, you know, the things that cause inflammation that's causing everybody's sickness. And I'm not talking about just like your joints. Inflammation's in your heart. It's in your brain.
Yeah.
It's in your arteries. I already said that. It's in your diabetes. It's in your autoimmune.
Yeah, it's
all of these things that we suffered from on top of it.
I like that. Suffered.
Suffered from my blood pressure. This week on top of it, how great it was. I gave it a check because I was like, let me see if this meditation's really doing its job.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you believe how good it was?
I remember you were on blood pressure medicine back in the day and was like...
21.
You would come on, it would be like 165 over 95.
Scary
stuff. I'm like, that's like, you shouldn't be like, you're on medicine and it's that high. What the hell's going on?
And why would my doctors always be like, oh, you're healthy? You know what I mean? If you could just lose some weight. Wow, thanks.
Wow, hey. Didn't notice. I don't know. Wow.
And to know that and then to think how many times I've tried every day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here today talking about this stuff exactly because of this. Yeah. I woke up every day of my life that I can remember. At 13, I was already learning how to starve myself. I was already learning how to
make cabbage soup.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just what we, and everybody I work with, not everybody.
You knew where the local Weight Watchers was, yeah.
That's over with.
Oh, yeah.
Resilience is not just that I got back up, lost 100 pounds. It's learning why and how we managed to navigate through this stuff, running this business, having all these things happen, which all these things that are happening, I'm so incredibly grateful for, first of all.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean we haven't gone through some really grief and some tragic situations, but what we're saying is no matter what punches are coming at us, we're continuing to grow the resilience, the strength, the understanding that we're learning from it and bouncing forward.
Yeah.
That's why we were like, hey, we should go in there and we should talk about this.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we'd get talking and I would be like, shh, 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 don't say anything else. Let's wait till we get in there to talk about it. And that's working. I'm just getting excited. How did we lose 100 pounds and keep it off?
Yeah.
How did we turn all our grief into a nonprofit? Showing up despite all of this stuff, that's resilience.
Mm-hmm. It is. We're crushing it.
I think we should get into the Plantspiration Health Report.
And then it's just like we're just doing our thing, really. I mean, I didn't really think about it. I just been like kicking butt and trying to kick even more, trying to do it.
You've just been amazing lately.
I didn't know that's what it was. Resilience.
Yeah. That's well, cool. This put us under a little bit of a microscope, I think. Made us really think about why we were reacting or doing stuff and learning. Right. I'm over here teaching these skills to people. You're hearing them secondhand. The way that we're handling the emotional stuff that's going on in our life.
Yeah.
That whole is a whole nother level.
Well, everything that I've learned from you that is like just helped a lot.
The coaching stuff.
That's what it is. Yeah.
The lifestyle medicine coaching. Yep, well, that's why I'm obsessed with lifestyle medicine coaching, because look at what it's doing. It's giving people an opportunity to actually learn new behaviors. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. I mean, you're dialing it in with the neuroscience of the brain and everything and why, you know, you go to that. Why do we fall back, you know, into old patterns and old patterns of whether we're eating or whether what we're doing or if we're going out or whatever, and why that happens.
It added another level of our coaching program, the lifestyle medicine program, because lifestyle medicine is about teaching people creating healthy habits that last a lifetime. And what I noticed while I was working with all these people, you know, over all these years, everybody has the books, everybody has the recipes, everybody knows what it takes to eat plants and to prevent and reverse disease is what I found over these years.
But this was like you having those tools all those years and not using them.
But bringing this neuroscience aspect and explaining more of the how and why of what's going on is really helping people do that identity shifting and realizing who, you know, like I said, when I wanted to lose weight, I wasn't thinking every day, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose, I can't wait to lose 100 pounds.
No.
It was being in the moment, being grateful, you know, being self-aware of like, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Focus on your wins, you know, and keep thinking about you're living this.
Yeah, it's the progress of it. Because as soon as you're not on point with, you know, thinking about where you're going,
it's like canceled.
You easily take the wrong turn.
And you cancel. And just like everybody in the group, they're not. So here's what's going on. Everybody in the group is not giving up. It's actually one of the most incredible things we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Every single person keeps showing up.
Yeah.
And they keep getting better because it is not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And there's amazing programs out there. There's amazing things going
on. Sure.
But we don't just get into the educational aspect. Like, here it is, you know, let's finish this up. This is lifetime tools that are undoing the habits and the patterns that we got into and teaching them how to find the new habits, how to incorporate them. Mm-hmm. And of course, what were you going to say?
Because what I really noticed is, on this past group meeting on Saturday was, it's really about all the stuff with life and where, like, you know, like falling back or this or that or why or whatever. People are really starting to connect what they're doing with how it makes them feel, how they're feeling, you know, and they're really thinking about that ahead of time.
Yes.
Before, you know, making a so-called mistake. You know,
it's amazing.
It is. I mean, they're really focused.
What I hear them say more than ever at Plantspiration is that everything else they've given up on.
Yeah.
Everything else they've given up. All the other... Whoa, I got so excited. I'm knocking out. this is different because they're understanding why they gave up.
Yep.
And they're learning from it on how to bring in the new tools. And there's so much more hope because they're like, oh, I didn't realize like we can actually make these changes. And I'm seeing this person do it. And I'm seeing this person doing it. And the changes are coming from, I had to eat more food to lose weight. What? That is one of the biggest things that people have to.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
And we've gone over it.
That's hard to wrap your head around that.
Are we already at an hour? And they're learning from other people. They're learning these habits that we've gotten into. This is habits that we learn to diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gotten into in this podcast, and we've got a whole sick care system.
Yeah.
So you've got that pushing on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming in here each week, and it's nothing but wins, despite the obstacles. Like they're going through this stuff too.
Oh
like,
yeah, their
terrible
life,
stuff.
Their life isn't just all of a sudden awesome. No. Life is still lifing.
The vulnerability.
Full blast.
And it's a bunch of people who are actually vulnerably learning how to make these changes, I guess is a good way to put it. It's such a safe place is, you know, what I want to say for people to.
Well, that's just it. Because I hear it time and time again. They're like, when I'm not here and I'm just kind of drift away from Plantspiration, I just can easily mess up and it just sets me back.
And those are not happening. It doesn't happen anymore.
No.
You're watching us real time experience it in this room where we would be like, we would have canceled, you know, over much worse things.
Oh, yeah.
But they also get to see us in person going through these things. Like I said, I'm going through my lives where it's John's and just, wow.
A lot of things. This is for everybody in the group, by the way.
This is for everybody in the group. Plantspiration is the real MVP, and that's I think that we should go right into the Plantspiration Health Report.
Yeah, and that's who this is brought to you by, the community.
The Plantspiration members.
Yep.
Plantspiration is the next evolution of lifestyle medicine. We've taken the proven science of low-fat, whole-food, plant-based diet and merged it with neuroscience, behavior change, and real-time coaching. So people don't just know what they do. They actually do it for life. We're global, affordable, and built for retention. Where most programs stop at education, we take members through identity shifts, nervous system regulation, and daily community support so they can reverse disease, lose weight, and actually keep it off without gimmicks, calorie counting, or vegan junk food. We're not here to make plant-based living accessible for a few. We've built a model that makes it possible for the masses, and we're proving it every single week. So, John, let's roll out this Plantspiration Health Report. Last week, we were at 1,925 pounds. This is since we started these Eat Your Plants Off classes, since we started this podcast. Yeah. This has been amazing to share every week what we've done. I get to meet with people. I see all the changes they're making. And this health report isn't just weight. There's a lot of stuff that goes into these wins that people are checking in. So take it away.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. Wow. People are just really kicking butt. Of course, I mean, right out of the gate, every freaking week, more and more people, more energy, less stress, smoother skin.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Less stress. Yep. For all of you guys listening, this is what's going on at Plantspiration. Of course we need to eat better. Of course we need to get healthy. There isn't going to be a diet, a gimmick, a this that's going to teach you the tools to say things like this.
That's right.
And it's not just one person. It's a group of people.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is from a lot of people.
Get in here.
Should I say more energy like 10 times from all the people?
It's a lot. They are.
But I mean, also... If their scale hasn't moved or whatever, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. But they are saying they have looser clothes. Like, you know, your body's moving around. It's shifting things. It's taking that, moving it there because it's about to go out the door. And I mean the back door, you know what I'm saying?
It works.
That's right. You know why it works? Because they're doing what's right even when no one's looking, man.
What they talk about in here, too.
That's right. Know? And we are up to or down 1,946 pounds.
Shut the front door. 1,946. This is what I mean. We're ready for you at Plantspiration.
Definitely.
I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful that you're sharing. I'm grateful that you're subscribing. But I want you guys to get in here and I want you to do what you need to do to make these changes that last a lifetime. What do you guys have planned for this week?
Yeah, put it in the
we're gonna be at ICNM.
Put it in the messages in the
chat box. Let us know what resilient things you've gotten through this year. We're about to head out to ICNM in just a couple more days.
Yeah.
We're gonna be in DC. Dr. Michael Greger, we've got Dr. Dean Ornish, Christy Funk,
of course,
Dr. Neil Barnard, the whole I get to see my besties at the Physicians Committee. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Yeah, this is like my third year. I know a lot of people there too now.
Chuck, I can't wait to see Chuck. I should tell him, let's get on the exam room. Let's talk about this.
Jill will be there?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Jill.
Can you still say right-hand man?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Something like that.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's great. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm knocking myself out. We can't wait to bring back everything we learned, the latest research, everything.
Yep.
Preventing, reversing disease. It's not diet, it's a lifestyle. So resilience isn't waiting for the perfect moment. It's becoming the kind of person who moves forward no matter what. So your challenge this week, like I said, write down three times you were resilient in the past year. You know, ask yourself, did it change? You know, how did it change me for the better? Share one right here in the comments. Let us know. You know, we want to see people growing with us.
Yeah.
You know,
we want to celebrate.
Yeah, this is the ultimate resilience gym up in here, and we train here for the real world.
For sure,
that's what it feels like.
I know. And if you want to go deeper, join the Plantspiration membership, classes, coaching, community, all in one place. You don't need willpower; you need skill power, baby.
Yeah, that is what this is all about. This is skill power. So we want you guys to don't forget to like, subscribe, share. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, tax exempt. Run over there if you like our work, the grants we have, the veterans are free, the doctor referral program.
Yeah.
You know, donations accepted so that we can keep on saving more lives. We'll see you next week. And until then, don't forget to eat your plants off, feel better, and live longer.
That's right, man.
Love you guys. Woo-hoo. We're out of here.